Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Okay, welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know, we're live here in the studio, and I've had a wonderful ability to do a great interview with two wonderful people. And, you know, the first person I'd like to talk with this evening, his name is Nori Niven. And Nori actually is from Dallas, but spends a lot of his time in L.A. now. Nori is the quintessential director. He can tell a story by the most amazing pictures, by the most amazing work. It's like, you know, when you see a film and you don't even have to listen to it, there's something about that. And, you know, by watching this film recently, just last night, Chasing Shakespeare, which is the most recent film done by Nori, and I know that it won an award at South by Southwest. It's also here at DIFA, at the Dallas Film Festival, International Film Festival, as well as it will be making Cannes Film Festival this year. Nori, so glad to have you on. How are you doing this evening?
Great, thank you.
So I'm just really impressed. I've known you for a period of time, and I'm always blown away by your artistic ability and your ability to show an amazing canvas, an amazing picture. But this film just blows me away. Just tell me a little bit more about Chasing Shakespeare.
Sure. It was written by a wonderful Native American writer, a young guy named James Byrd, absolutely brilliant. He wrote it for me as a gift, and the night I read it, I fell in love with it. It's just an incredibly heartwarming screenplay, and I just felt like if there was a way to bring that to the screen, then we would have a huge success. We sent it to Danny Glover, and he felt the same way. He fell in love with it, and we set out to make the film. And for me, I wanted to make the most beautiful film I could possibly make. And with, you know, 20 years of experience doing commercials, I felt like I might have the right skill tool set to really apply our slick, glossy commercial visuals to something that had a great heart and a great meaning to it. So that's sort of how it came to be.
That's awesome. And also, we actually have the lovely presence of Chelsea Ricketts here. Hi, Chelsea. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, hey. I'm great.
Wow, it's amazing. So tell our listeners the role that you played in Chasing Shakespeare.
I play Venus. I play Danny Glover's love interest as a young woman. Do you want me to?
Well, you know,
tell
like
you
so Venus is like the planet of love.
Her?
You know,
yes,
so
she
tell
is.
Us a little bit about her.
Venus is just cool. Venus is just, Venus is one of those people that just knows what she wants and she's gonna get it. She's very determined and strong. She's kind of like that girl you want to be. I try to be more like Venus in my everyday life. I feel like Venus knows what is important in life, and that's what she focuses on, and she gets it.
I totally agree with that because, you know, we've all heard the Beatles, you know, they've coined the phrase, you know, all you need is love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like our lives are really driven internally and externally, you know, by stressors that really contribute, you know, to our inability to see what's truly important sometimes. We can't see the forest through the trees. And it's like we react to others, we react to being hurt by others, we react by our past experiences, and it's like this numbing effect that we have. And sometimes the only thing that's really true, the only thing that really remains is love. And I believe that's untainted, unadulterated love, which is something that that we all have, but it's the only real thing that we really truly possess. And, you know, Nora, you're like the quintessential director. You know, you really push the story along that James has written because it just shows what love truly is, as well as your portrayal of Venus, you know, Chelsea, is amazing because these people are enveloped and engulfed in what really matters. I mean, what are your thoughts about everyday life, you know, versus this story?
Well, this story really, I think, boils down both the spiritual aspect of love and the physical, real aspect of love. And, you know, just like an amazing experience in your life with someone that you love and adore, you can't really put that in words. You can't even put that in words to them, you know. That's why you a wedding ceremony is what it is, because it's something to everyone in the room, and it always means something to each person. And it's the thing that ties us all together. You know, we've all experienced love, even if it's from a parent or from a friend or even, you know, through a poem or a piece of artwork, you know, you can feel something. Someone's trying to reach out to you. And that's where we went with this. There is a lot that's not spoken that's on screen that we tried to use between music and visuals to create a sense of love that doesn't really necessarily happen in the words or the scene. So there's something beyond the picture that we're really trying to give you with a film that helps express that emotion that I feel like is impossible to explain.
I agree. And, you know, it was funny. I watched the film halfway through with the audio. And then I went back and I watched the film without the audio. And it really spoke volumes. I think you can really watch this film, and obviously the actors do an amazing job, but their acting comes forth in the film so, so wonderfully, so clear, that you really don't even have to hear what they're saying, because the way that they portray themselves and the way that they act within the situation shows exactly what they're doing. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, that as an actress is very cool to hear. To touch on the love thing, I think it's just passion, and it's not even just for people, because, I mean, I can at least speak for Venus. I mean, she has a passion, you know, for Danny and Mike's character, but she also has a passion for her family and where she comes from, and Shakespeare. So to hear that you could feel all that without even listening is very, very cool.
Well, it's amazing, because you did such a great job, and as well as the other actors in the film. And so, you know, it was amazing. And I like the, you know, way you portray, you know, when you see the film, you know, for our listeners, when you see the film, you'll understand that it's a love story that takes place over a period of time. And he's going back through his past and being able to see what happens over basically a 50-year period of time. So you have a young and an older and a young and an older. And so you play, you know, the young Venus, which is so amazing. And I think that people can really see the drive behind this film. I mean, with the use of the lightning, I think it was very interesting. Also, the wild horses, which I think is interesting too. Explain the lightning to us, because as I'm wearing a lightning bolt on the back of my shirt right now, I did that because of y'all, and it's also my favorite shirt. But anyway, you know, and it's a cool shirt. But explain the lightning, because it was absolutely amazing, and it was just amazing to watch. You know, it's those things that people say, ooh, you know, that was so trippy. Well, it was kind of trippy, but it was really kind of just neat.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, the Lightning Clan is this mythological clan of Native Americans that Venus Redhawk comes from. And there is some explanation of that in the Graham Greene's character, Mr. Mountain, and where that originated. And it was really the spark of love and the spark of intelligence and what makes mankind mankind and makes us special from the rest of the animals in the world. So there, that's the basis of that. What we did with it was to try to apply it like a character in the film. You know, when we went out to design the film, I had thought, well, what film has ever had electrical storms in it that's been effective? And the only thing we could come up with was Poltergeist, and that'd been a long time ago. So we wanted it to feel like another character in the film, and I hope it does. You know, it. Again, it's something that's so powerful and so amazingly visual that it was a really fun challenge, you know, for us as filmmakers.
I think it's amazing. And, you know, if you could tell us, you know, one thing just for our listeners. I know that we've discussed in the last few weeks being original, being authentic, as well as, you know, having dreams become reality. A lot of us have these dreams in our life that we want to make a reality, and we have to do like a lot of goal setting, and we have to really believe in ourselves. You know, Nori, real quick, you know, being from your position, there's a lot of people out there that would love to be a film director. Have you always had this passion in your life since you were a child? Is this something that you've always been passionate enough, and is it something that you've believed at all costs at any end?
Absolutely. Yeah, I started out with Super 8 cameras and making home movies during the week, and then you know, toward the end of the summer, I'd be able to project them for my friends and family and living room on a sheet, you know, when I was 7 or 8 years old. So I've always done that. And, you know, anything that I've ever done outside of filmmaking has been in the effort of being able to afford to shoot film and to buy film stock and process. So yeah, I'm still that way. I'm much better at communicating with motion pictures than I can you know, by any other means. We even make home movies over the holidays every year when we take a break from commercial filmmaking. And the family starts writing the script around October, and we cast the parts, and we start shooting the day everyone gets out for school, and we edit and premiere at Christmas night every year. So it's a huge event in our family for 15 years now. Yeah.
That's an awesome Christmas tradition.
It's fun.
That's cool. That's so much better than my family Christmas tradition, which is just eat a bunch and then sit and moan about how, you know, how our stomach's hurting. Oh, I can't believe I ate so much, you know? So tell me, Chelsea, real quick, what is it that, you know, have you always wanted to be an actress? Have you always believed in that? Have you always known that that was your dream, that the thing that you wanted to inspire within others, but the thing that you really definitely wanted to achieve?
100%. I always say this, and I know it sounds cheesy, but it's just a fact. When I'm on set and when I'm working, I feel like more myself than anywhere else. I feel like I'm in my element. This is what I was meant to do. And I also say at the same time, if it wasn't, I wouldn't probably do it, because it's a very difficult industry to be a part of. A lot of great things too, but it's tough. It's a lot of rejection and, you know, a lot of other things that go with it. But yes, I love everything about it. And I feel like it, if it's your passion, whether that be acting or sports, whatever it is, I feel like you should 100% go for it. I'm a follow your dreams girl, because I feel like that's when you're going to be the most happy.
Yeah, brilliantly said. So I'm so happy y'all were able to join Perspectives in the studio. And as you hear it, you know, it's all about goals. It's all about dreams. You can do this. You can make this happen. You know, if you believe in yourself and you want to achieve it against all odds, like you hear, it's not the easiest thing to do. It's certainly not easy at all. But if you believe it, you can make it happen. And now I just have to ask y'all for one thing. And I know this is kind of odd, but we're putting together this little, kind of like this little commercial thing I'm putting together. And just, I need y'all to say just one liner of it, because I'm going to put together a bunch of different voices. So Jake's doing some and some other people. So if you don't mind, Nora, if you want to take the Don't Drive on the Railroad Tracks, and if you don't mind taking the Always Eat Your Vegetables.
Got it.
So we can go in line to that. So this is going to go in a process later on. So, okay, first, Nora.
Don't drive on the railroad tracks.
Always eat your vegetables.
You got it. Okay, it's all about your perspective, right? So we'll be back, and, you know, when we come back from this break, we have Cynthia Smoot joining us on Out and About with Cynthia. It's a great time. We're going to find out where we need to go and what we need to do this coming week. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on the iHeartRadio app, because it's really cool. And we'll be back in two shakes.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace, with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.